Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We are on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, third the last word. Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "Hamenar Taliso B'Shabbes Chayev Chatos." Somebody shakes off his talis on. Doesn't mean the talis is a shirt. Someone shakes it off. He's Chayev Chatos. What's he Chayev Chatos for? Rashi says, "Dezehu Libuna," because Libun. You clean out your shirt. You wave your shirt. You wipe your shirt. You're cleaning it like that. Tosva says, one second. Pirshim in a time, min hatal shalav, that from the dirt and dew that's on the shirt. What? What? I'm sorry, Pirshim in a chananel. Min hatal shalav, dahainu kibus. That's kibus, v'libun, chayev chatos, v'chein mashma, dahavidumi de kumta de Rav Yosef, right? Avol b'neir min ha'afar. But just if it just has dirt on it and you wipe off the dirt, could the mafarish bekunches like Rashi said, right? Ain nira, doesn't seem right. Shehei shayach libun. That's not libun. Has to be water involved. No, yeah, you even have a dry shirt, yeah. Right? Flap it, make it. I don't know what's the word. When you do that. You shake it out. Yeah. You shake out your shirt, so you're cleaning it a little bit. Says Tosfos, it's only if it's dirt on it. Then what does Tosfos say? Menatal she'olav. It's dirt on it. It's dew on it. Dahainu li, that's kibbutz and libun. Rashi said, just shaking it's libun. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it depends. How do you clean the garment? That's exactly what Rashi says. How could Rashi say that?
Maybe because here
we're
saying dew, it's wet.
Exactly. So if it's wet, then you can be the libun. How do you have libun if it's not wet? So how can Rashi say that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a minute, it's not so simple. How do you clean the garment? If the garment can get clean without liquid, then in the chanami, you still have a libun. What's the difference? You don't need liquid for that. And if it's something that you have to have liquid for, then you're not chayiv, you just shake it out. It depends what the garment is. What? Right. Well, maybe it's a drabanan or something. But it says chayiv chatos. Chatos means over to raisa. V'lo amar ela b'charati. It's only if it's a new garment. Avo batiki less than above. If it's an old garment, nobody cares. V'lo amar ela b'ukmo. Only if it's black. Avo b'chivri v'sunki, white or red. Less than above. Again, nobody cares. V'hu d'kapet alayu. And you have to care. It has to be that you want the stain to go away. Right? Ula ikle le b'pumpadisa. Ula once went to b'pumpadisa. He went to b'pumpadisa once. Chazar rabbanon, saw the rabbanon, to come and not be galimaihu, and they saw him wiping off a garment. Alright, he said, they're being mechal Shabbos over here, these guys. They're being mechal Shabbos. Amalahu Rav Yehuda, nefutzi le ba'ape. You can keep on doing it, don't worry about it. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing what you're doing. Don't listen to him. You know why? Anan lo kabdin and midi. We don't care. We're not makbid on that. So if we're not makbid, by the fact that we're doing it, then why are you doing it? But the fact that you're doing it shows you don't care, and therefore you're not chayiv. Abaya havika kamed Rav Yosef. Abaya was once by Rav Yosef. Amalei said, "Havli kumse, bring me my hat. Bring me my hat." Chaza, they saw the ikatala alai, had some dirt on it. Kamechasem lemisvele, and he was holding back like a kamechasem, like from a saxon. Don't muzzle. They were muzzling themselves to bring him the hat. They didn't want to bring him the hat because it had a stain on it. Amalei said to him, don't worry about it. Nefots, go clean up the hat. Shadi, anan lo kapdinan midi. We don't care. We're not makbid about that. So the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix, which he doesn't answer, which is, what? Shaking your head like you know what I'm going to say.
Right, exactly.
What?
Because it doesn't make a difference what your opinion on the thing is. It makes a difference what it actually is.
No.
You can't make your...
No, that's what the Gemara says. You can make, it goes with whether you makbid or not. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what if... One sec, I understand. It's a good point. So it's reverse like this. What if I see your hat, and I notice you have a stain on the hat? But you're not makbid, but I am. So if I clean someone else's garment, right? I clean your garment. Does the makbid go by the owner who owns it? Or by the one who's doing the actual work? The one who's actually doing it, the malacha. Who's it go by? Who's chayiv? So he leaves that pitzarachim.
Exactly.
Why? Because he's doing it for someone else. Right.
That, it sounds like makbid here means like we don't hold from that. I know the Shabbat doesn't say that.
What do you mean we don't hold from that?
From reading the Gemara,
What do you mean we don't hold from it?
Meaning that we don't hold it, that's cleaning. Not that we don't hold.
Right. That's exactly the point. We don't hold it, that's cleaning. We don't care. The stain, we don't mind. So why are you cleaning it? I don't know.
Only if you say, well, you're cleaning it because we don't hold it, that's cleaning.
That's the answer. We don't hold it, that's cleaning. Yes, it does, because the issue here is makpid.
Who?
That's exactly the point. Who? Who's makpid? The one who's cleaning it or the one who owns it? That's the question.
There's very few halachas that work this way.
Very few.
He claims he has dew on his hat.
Right.
Dirty. It's a little wet. You shake it off. It's not cleaning the hat. You just want the water.
What do you mean? You improve the hat.
Yeah, improving the hat.
Of course you are. Can you explain to me how I pick up a spill is considered libun? Okay, okay. Next. Amr Vitzchak by Yosef Amr Biochan. Yosef Betalis Mikupelis Munachas Lalaksefo Chayv Beshabis Chayv Chatzos. If you wear a folded talis on your shoulders, you're Chayv Chatzos. I'm not sure what that means, because people that live in places where there's no air wear a talis home. They wear a talis, and they're allowed to. What it might mean, they wear it like a shawl, like a scarf almost. So it's not really what, that's not really the way to wear a talis. Or it could be, we're not talking about a towel, we're talking about a shirt. We're talking about a shirt, and nobody wears shirts on their shoulders. You wear a shirt, you put a shirt on. So they're wearing it, they're basically carrying it as a trick to get it home, and that's a problem. Now let's do that. It's carrying.
Isn't it so, saying that if you're wearing a garment in the way that you would normally wear it?
That's right. Tanya Nami Hachri, Sache Suksos, a guy who sells clothing, Hayotzen Betalisos Mikupolos, they fold it up, umunachos al ksef from b'shabes, and they put on their shoulders, chayev b'shabes, chayev chatos, to chayev chatos. V'lo tzachar ksus b'vad, not only just merchants, ela amru ela kol adam. Everybody, anybody, ela shadakar n'shalas mochim l'asiz b'kach. That's how they would go out. But anybody. So it doesn't mean a talis that you wear with a davening. That's not what it means. It means a shirt, and if you wear a shirt draped over your shoulder, that's not, I'm not wearing it.
No, I think he's right.
What?
Back in the old days of Brooklyn,
yeah.
Before we actually put on the real talis fully, we used to like to keep it on in a halfway.
That's right. That's also what he's saying.
No, if you wear the regular talis,
yeah,
and you put a jacket on top of it, there's something wrong with it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's the old way
around. That's right. 100%. 100%. So I'm saying, either you're wearing a talis in a not normal way, or you're wearing any shirt in a not normal way.
It's like wearing a jacket but not putting your arms in the sleeves.
That's right. How Yotze Bemos Surus lo besadino. If somebody goes out with money tied to his shirt, chayev chatas is a chayev chatas. It's a chenvini. V'lo chenvini b'vad amru. Forget muksa. Forget that. Worse than that, you carry mamash carrying the street. V'lo chenvini b'vad amru. El kol adam. El shlagos shachamim lasos b'kach. Anybody, but that's how chenvini would go out. We're not. It's not muksa. Chayev chatas. Chatas not muksa. Chatas is worse. It's a mamash daraisa. Now here, v'haritonin and the people from this town. Hayotin bisudarin shal ksefon, they put a kerchief, a handkerchief on their shoulder. Velo ritanin belvad amru. Not only them, ella kol adam shadarkan shall ritanin lotes bekach. Anybody, but that's how they used to go out, right? And the Mishnah Berurah says, even though we said before that you're not allowed to go out with a shirt folded on your shoulder, but a kerchief is different. A kerchief is different, and it was the minog, and he says it's mutter. When I was a little boy, before they even had an air of flatbush, before they even had such a thing, I was once, my grandfather was getting ready for Shabbos, and I must have been 7, 8 years old, and I saw him fold a kerchief, put it on his shoulder, put his jacket on, went to shul. I couldn't believe it. I said to my father, what's he doing? So we asked him. He said, everyone in Hungary went like that on Shabbos. That's it, everyone went. That's mutter. That's this Mishnah Berurah. That's mutter. That's normal. Now, I don't know how that's not carrying. I'm not sure how it's not carrying. Maybe that's how you wear it. It's like the wearing of clothing. I don't know. But that's what the Mishnah Gemara says. They wore it like that. That's okay. Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. But a shirt and a talis, those things, the pants, you can put pants over your shoulder. Nobody does that. That's carrying. They don't, right.
They didn't have
disposable tissues. Yeah. This is the 1970s. Late 70s. Right? Different world. Not that long ago, in a different world. Anyway, Amr of Yehuda, Maisa Behorkinus, Benotra of Elazar ben Horkinus. There was a story with Horkinus, the son of Elazar ben Horkinus. She yatza besudur shal ksefo b'Shabbos. And he had a kerchief on his shoulder on Shabbos. Elashinima kruchol abetza. But he had a string was tied to his finger. I guess I shouldn't forget about it. Maybe we shouldn't come to carry it, really. I feel any makruchal of etzbo. Even if we don't have it, it's mutter. Even if you don't do that, it's mutter. Right? Even if you don't do that, it's still mutter. Okay. Darash Reb Nachman by Yechista, Mishmei de Rav Chista. Afal pi halacha. Afal pi she'eni makruchalo etzbo. Even if it's not tied to your finger, it's still mutter. Ula went to visit Asi Barhini. Boy, they asked him the question, Mao Lasos Marzev b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a Marzev, which is like a spigot on Shabbos. Amalahu, Hachem Rabiloi, Asi Lasos Marzev b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. My Marzev, what's a Marzev? It doesn't really mean a real spigot. What it means is, Amar Abzera, Kis Bibliasa. It's some kind of pocket made out of clothing. I'm not 100% sure what that is. Some kind. What does it say there, the art school?
It's suggesting, I think, that the bottom of the garment is folded up so that it doesn't drag on the floor. That then makes a...
It makes a pocket.
Like a window shade almost, at the bottom.
Right. So Rashi says something that... Rashi says, Shemesalkin big day min aretz. They pick the clothing off the ground. Kishahein aruchin when they're very long. The kofleno son and double them over. Klafe mala, right? The chutin. Fahainu kimin kiss ukumo marzev. It's like a pocket, like a spigot, and that's a problem. So if one of your kids, it happens to the kids a lot. The pants are too long. I don't want. We'll just fold them up. We didn't say what it was yet. We just said it's usher. We just said it's usher, right? He said it's usher to do it. What is it? You fold over the clothing. Rabbi Yirmiyah have Yosef Kameh Rav Zera. Amale Hachi Mai. What about like this? So he must have showed him something else similar. Amale Aser. It's also Aser. Says Rashi. Mishum Tikune Mana. Because it's Misakin Mana. Tosos says, I don't know what Rashi is talking about.
What's Misakin Mana again?
Like Makom Patish. Says Tosos, that's what Rashi's talking about.
What is it?
Carrying. It's carrying. But so this, when you do it like this, it then becomes carrying.
You fold something up, and you don't really need it.
Right?
You're wearing a jacket, you fold the bottom up. How is that carrying on itself? It's part of the same thing.
Because the question is it derech malbush? That's the issue.
Everything else is derech malbush.
If it's derech malbush, you're allowed to wear it. If it's not derech malbush, you're not allowed to wear it.
Okay, part of the same thing. It's derech malbush, but you're doing something to the garment.
I understand, so that's why...
It doesn't make any sense.
Right, maybe that's a Rashi. I said Misakei Mana.
Because
what else could it be? Tosfos says we're not talking about that. We're talking about carry. The whole Amud here is carry. I'm just that, right. V'hachamai. What about like this? And then he showed him something else. It's also Aser. Amar Papa Nikot Hai Kol Biyadechad. Here's the rule. Kol Adaite De. The what? The lakanufe?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Anything?
Gathering up
is usher. Called the lahasnos shari. Anything done for beauty, to look better is mutter. Kiyad Rav Shisha braid of Idi masna besadino have. He did it also for beauty. Yeah. Okay. Kiyasar of Dimi. Amar, he said like this, Pamachas, one time, Yotze Rebbe Le'sadeh, Rebbe went out into the field, V'ayu Shnei Tzidei Taliso Munachas Al Ksefo. and he had two, he was wearing it like a scarf, like a shawl, the two sides of the talus. Amal afan of Rabbi Shua ben Zeraz, ben Chamav, Shaul Meir, Rabbi Shua ben Zeraz, who was a son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, said, but b'zu lo chayev Rabbi Meir chatas. And this Rabbi Meir said, you're not chayev chatas, what you're doing. Amalei, dik dik Rabbi Meir ad kan. Until this much, Rabbi Meir said, is okay. This is what you could do. So shul shul Rabbi talisa. Rabbi like somehow lengthened this talis, what? So that it shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Lo Yeshua ben Zaraz Havi. He had the story wrong. That wasn't who it was. It was Yeshua ben Kapusai Havi. It was him. He is the chasan of Rabbi Akiva, and he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. Amar, he said, Bazulo chayev Rabbi Akiva chatos. In this case, Rabbi Akiva wasn't chayev chatos. And Amar Lo Tikta Rabbi Akiva Ad Kan. Rabbi Akiva was bedafka. He was specific until this point. In the, but I'm not sure exactly what's going on. We're wearing this shush scarf. That it's okay. So shul shul Rebbe taliso. So Rebbe lowered his talis to conform with what Rebbe Akiva said. Kiyas Rav Shmuel bar of Yehuda Amar nishal itmar. The question was nishal. It was asked. It wasn't demonstrated. Is it good like this? You see what I'm wearing? No. We just asked him a general question. Doesn't change anything. Okay. What?
Is Shmuel the same as Rav Shmuel?
I don't know. It could be it's a different person. I don't know. Now, Harochet, if someone goes to the bathhouse, B'mei Ma'ara, in a cave, B'mei Tiveria, in Tiveria, we're not talking about the issue now of washing yourself on Shabbos. Me'ikar Adin, there's no issue to do that. There's no reason you can't wash yourself on Shabbos. People go to the mikvah on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with that. There was a gzera that you can heat up the water. There was a gzera you can heat up the water. There's also an issue of drying yourself. No, there's no libun on you, on people. Right. Not a question of libun. So, one second. But you were indoors. You were in a bathhouse. So, harocheitz b'mei mara, if someone goes to a cave, Mei Tiveria, then he's stopping and he's drying himself off. Afilu be'eser aluntayos lo yavim biyado. Even if you have 10 towels, and you're not going to come to squeeze out the towels because you have so many of them, each limb you'll do with a different towel, so you're never going to come to shechita, you still can't do it. Aval asar b'nei adam, but you have 10 people, mistapkin bet aluntus achas. They could use the same towel, if you're into that. They can use the same, 10 people can use the same towel. Why? Achas pneim edem v'raglayim umevin osam biyado. You can even bring it to them. 10 people can use one towel. What's the point? The point is because everyone's going to remind each other, and no one's going to be over shechita. That's the only issue now. No, because you're going to do shechita. We're afraid he's going to be soaked. We're afraid he's going to squeeze out the water from the towel.
He's carrying it?
Yeah. No, you can't. It means you can't give it to him. It's not a question of carrying. He says, "I'm going to the bathhouse. Please fetch me 10 towels." We won't do it for him. We won't do it for him. Why won't? But we're not talking about enough. There's no issue of carrying here. The issue is shechita. When you're alone, shechita. When there's 10 people, no problem. No, it means even if there's a place where there's an Erev. It means don't bring it to him. If I tell you, do me a favor, Josh, go fetch me 10 towels, I want to go to the mikveh today. That's what the Masifta says. Gam derech makam sheyesh bo Erev. Even if there's an Erev, shechashash, sheyavo l'dei shechita. You're going to come to shechita. But if there's 10 of you, and there's 10 of you, you're only going to use, even if you use one towel, not a problem. Why? It's going to be so wet, the towel. Not a problem. Why? Each one's going to remind somebody. By the way, we had this once. The Gemara said, you're not allowed to learn by the light of a candle, because maybe you'll come to tilt the candle. But if there's two of you, it's mutter. Right? Why? You're going to remind each other. The Tosfos says over here, not Tosfos, the Rashba says, it, same thing over here, it doesn't mean 10, it means more than one. 10's an exaggeration. Just like we have two people can learn together. Right? We had this already, this halacha real, let's think about it. Right? Okay. Now, next, sachin umamashmashin, you're allowed to anoint yourself, right? Put shemen on your body on Shabbos. or mashmashin, you're going to rub your body, avalo mis amlin, you can't rub your body very vigorously, velo mis garin, you can't scrape your skin like they used to have in the olden days, was called a trowel to scrape your skin. They used to do that. It was like a therapeutic thing. And yardin lukurmadia, lukurdima. You can't go to Kurdima, which is a certain river. We'll see why, the Gemara is going to say. V'ein osin apikituzion. You're not allowed to cause yourself to vomit on Shabbos. The Aruch says that you're not allowed to cause yourself to vomit. The Gemara says, the Aruch says that apikvizion is a combination of three words, which means apik, to go out, tfei, a lot, zin, mazon, food. Make a lot of food come out. Can't do that. V'ein ma'atzvin es hakatan. You can't adjust the limbs of a baby. V'ein machzirin es hashever. You can't fix a broken bone on Shabbos, if you could even fix it. Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, it's on the second to last wide line at the end, etzim shenishbar, if a bone broke, and you could like knock it into place or something, you're one of those people that could do things like that, you can't do it on Shabbos. And Rashi says, kol refua asura mishum shchikas ha'mamonim. All refuah is asur because you're going to come because of grinding. What possessed Rashi Badafki here to say that? What? No, but we said 10 things in the Mishnah. On this one, it's all because of refuah. Everything is vicious because of refuah. But this one, Rashi points out, oh, it's also because of refuah.
A lot of those stuff are items that you do normally that have nothing to do with refuah. It has to do with the normal everyday things that you do.
And why can't you do it on Shabbos?
Some.
We're gonna get to it. All over here, Rashi points out, oh, you can't do it.
Oh,
right, okay, interesting. Now,
how do you go from reducing a fraction
it's a big it's an issue.
And the kid's in pain. Let him go all Shabbos.
No, so if you're in pain, you're allowed to.
What is it? I mean, I'm
pain. We're talking about a kid. So if you're in pain, you're allowed to take medicine.
Right.
If you're in a situation where you have to lie down, you're allowed to take medicine. Yeah. It's only when you're a cholish in bo sakana and you're not in pain.
Right.
It's a very small category of people. Maybe it doesn't mean broken, maybe it means a funny, I don't know exactly the situation. Misha nifraku yado viraglo, if somebody broke his bone, yeah?
Dislocated.
Lo yitrafein betonin, you can't wet it in cold water. Avaroche tukidarku, you can wash your hands regular. You wash until it's done, you can have lunch, you can wash your hands regular. If it gets healed, it gets healed. You didn't do anything but amazing, you're just washing your hands. You gotta wash your hands. And if it gets healed, lucky you. Okay. Katana yimei ma'ara dumi de mei tveria. We said the name ma'ara and mei tveria, you can't go to the mikvah unless you have more than one person there. So you see that they're the same. Ma mei tveria chamin, af mei ma'ara cham. Even hot water. The issue isn't washing yourself here. We're not talking about that. That's a separate issue. We did that already. We're talking about now, the only issue is squeezing. Right? Harocheitz, so it says b'dievet in, l'chadchilu lo. B'dievet, okay, you wash yourself. No, l'chadchilu you shouldn't. What? I don't know if we hold like this. Do you hold like this? I don't know if we can pass it this way.
Well,
men go to the mikvah also. You're allowed to go. There's different rules how you dry yourself off, no? So then when you go to take a shower, if you hold, you can take a shower on your Yontif, and you do. Yontif, so right. So you're supposed to make sure you don't come to the schita, right? Which is very difficult to do with modern day towels.
After you get off the train, I'll tell you something.
Right.
That's the one on camera.
Harochets, but you have it in the chachila lo. Michal, the lehistatif kol gufo, also chachila, lehistatif kol gufo, afil chachila shaper dummy. Lechachila, there's nothing wrong with it, right? Rashi says, shovchin al gufo, kol gu al gufo, the lav derech rechitzihi. Even with hot water, you can wash yourself. Mani, who said this? Rabbi Shimoni, the Tanya. Well, you should have to them. You shouldn't take a shower on Shabbos. Bein b'cham bein mitzonin. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Shimon Mati. Rabbi Shimon said you can. There's other issues. The other issues of heating up the water and all that. But if that's not an issue, it's made to vary. It's naturally hot. You're not heating up anything. There's no reason why you can't. Right, so today I think they would go there, we don't hold like Rav Shimon, they would go there, all other, you can't take a shower anywhere, up to, in your house, because you're going to heat up the water. Right? So, they go there, all that. Now, that's not a mikvah. Right? That's a shower, it's a different thing. Rav Yehuda Omer, b'chamen asr, b'tonin mutter. No, b'chamen is asr, and b'tonin is mutter. Okay. We hold like Rav Shimon, we never hold like Rav Shimon. Almost never, except for Malchus Shetuchel Gufa, Psik Reisha, and Muksa. No, in these random halachas, we usually don't hold like Rav Shimon. Usually not. V'nestapeg afilu be'etzer aluntios. But if you have 10 people, it's not a problem. Reisha Rebusa Kamashlon. For Sefer Rebusa Kamashlon, the Reisha is telling me something, and the Sefer is telling me something. Reisha Rebusa Kamashlon, tafilu hani, tolonafishi behumaya. Even if all these people, where there's no extra water, kiven dechadhu, asal de schita. But if you're alone, you might come to do schita. To say for Busa Kamashulon, that filuhani, the nefishi b'humaya, even to so many people here. So many people here. It's certainly going to be a lot of water. 10 people to use it. Kiven de rabim ninu, midkuri adadi. Since there's a lot of people, they're going to remind each other, and you're not going to come to do schita. No problem. Tana Rabbanan. Mistapik oven ba'aluntanis, you're allowed to use a towel. Umanichin bechalon, you can put it by the window. Velo yim sirena l'urluyarian, you don't give it to the bath attendant. Bibnei, shechashudin l'osodavar, because they're choshish on that thing. What thing is that? Tzchita! Them choshish on. They're not really well versed in halacha, and we're choshish, they're gonna.
You really hold like that?
No. That what?
That's right.
That's right. I mean, there is a halacha, there is an aleph there, so maybe we do hold like this. I'm not sure. I'm sure the practical, the details.
It sounds like a sword thing.
Rav Shimon Omer, achas. You could use one towel. Umevin l'biyad l'osoch beis. You could bring it home. Amalei abay l'Rabbi Yosef hilchas. How do we paskin? Amalei harab Shimon, harabi, hashmul, harbi ochran. There are four shittas. Four people say the same thing. Rav Shimon harabi. I'm sorry. Rav Shimon hadam morin. That we just said. Rebbe the Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Kishena Lemaidin Torah Eitzel Rav Shimon B'Tekoa, when we're learning Torah with Rav Shimon in Tekoa, Hayinu Ma'alin Shemen Va'aluntas B'chatzel Lagag, Umigag LeKarfeif, we used to bring the oil and the towels from the Gag to the Karfeif, from the Karfeif, from the Chatzel to the Gag, from the Gag to the Karfeif, Ad Shayinu Magin Eitzel Ma'ein Shayinu Rochsin Bo, until we got it to us and we used it. Okay? Rav Shimon has a shita, which we learn in Erevin, that all areas that are asr midrabanan, you're allowed to carry in them as long as you don't go to a mudra. So the roof and the chatzar, these are all non-rishus rabbims, so there's no problem carrying from the roof to the chatzar. So Rav Shimon held like that. We'll get to that in Erevin. So, but bottom line is, he got it to us, and there was no issue. Shmuel, the Amar of Yehudah Amar Shmuel, mistapik ob ba'luntanus. You're allowed to dry yourself with a towel. You can bring it home. And when I choshesh, they use the schita. When I choshesh. The Mishnah said you have to have 10 people. When I choshesh. Or your third, fourth. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Dechir, Barabba, Amar Yochanan, Halacha, Mestapik, Adam, Be'aluntius. A person can use one towel. And you can bring it home. And when I choshesh, you're going to do schita. Okay? Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is he really choshesh for that? From Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kestam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan always held like a Stam Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yochanan hold like this? Because the Vietnam, it's the Mishnah that says, Nistapik afilu besa untos lo yavim biyado. Right? Our Mishnah said, you can't even do it if you have 10 towels. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say you can paskin like that? Marcel, the answer is, Hahu, this Mishnah, kiven chachinoi masnila, it's not anonymous. Ben Chachinoi said that Mishnah. That doesn't say that in our Mishnah, but he's the one who really taught that Mishnah. So it's not anonymous, so Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to hold like it, and he didn't hold like it. He held it's not an issue. Right? Now, if you think about it, today, it's really not an issue. It's not an issue. You can squeeze a towel out. Right? Big towels that people use today, it's not an issue of schita. Much bigger issue on a hand towel. If there's a big spill in a hand, big spill, you can bring the hand towel, much bigger issue.
Is that a problem?
What?
Is that a problem?
On a big towel, it's not a problem.
The issue.
No, there's two issues. There's squeezing out your hair, and there's squeezing out the towel. It's two separate issues. right? And the halacha is, there's no issue on the towel. Right? No issue. He asked me about the women before. That's the answer. The answer is not an issue. Now, the hair, separate issue. So you're not supposed to dry the hair. Because there's a whole shiloh. What is even the issue with the hair? We did it. We touched on it over the past few months. What's the issue? Squeezing out the hair? There's no such thing. Is that a sponge?
Maybe in your hair, but in women's hair,
Let's say the hair is very long. Flowing hair.
Yeah.
Doesn't squeeze out? I'm squeezing?
You can.
Okay, maybe.
Now, who decided that the towel thing doesn't apply anymore, so it's okay?
Well, they held.
What?
They held already.
No, we say nowadays. Oh.
But the Saman, I don't know. I'm Rabbi Chiyabar Abba. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Is it Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah. Halurian, the bath attendant, Mevian Balori Noshim, right? Lebe Bani, they could bring the bathhouse, the big towels to the women. What's going on here is that the women went to the mikvah and there's no towels in the mikvah. So someone forgot to put the towels there, so she had a towel. So they let the bath attendant go home, wear the towel back to the, wear it like a hood, wear it back to the mikvah, so she have a towel. So it's not a problem. The Gra says, you see from here, that you're allowed to wear more than one garment. You're allowed to wear more than one garment. If you want to wear a second shirt, maybe it's not usher. Because we're letting the bath attendant... Well, what is he doing? It's even worse, right? It's even worse. And we're letting him do it. Right?
Is he an Amish, right? The attendant,
for sure. Why? Maybe he's a Jew. Did I say that right? We'll let him wear it home? We'll let him wear it? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Well, we let him wear it. Why? Because he's allowed to wear a garment. I don't wear a hood in the street. You're allowed to. So we'll let him do that. Okay. Saknisa. What's Saknisa? Saknisa is a handkerchief, yeah. Tzarech Likshar. Yeah, it's a handkerchief. Yeah. Wrapped over your head somehow. Tzarech Likshar Beis Rosha Lamata. You have to tie them to your bottom, to your garment. Underneath your pants. Amalu Rava Livne Mechuza Kimavrisu Mani Libani Chila Shervivu Buhu Lamata Miksafayim. Right? When I was going with Shus Rabim when the soldiers came, right, and they allowed them to just not have to tie them, just to have them stretched down by their pants. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Next, sachin u'mashmashin. You're allowed to anoint and rub your body. Tamar banan sachin u'mashmashin b'bnei me'ayim b'shabbos. You can rub your stomach on Shabbos. You're not feeling well. Uluvad shel yasek derech she'osu b'chol. But you can't do it like they do in the weekdays. Hechav, what do you do? Rabbi Chinah bar Chama amar sach v'achach u'mashmash. First, you put the oil, then you rub it. Do it at the same time. That's normally not done. Do it at the same time. That's okay. Avlomis almin, but you can't do it vigorously. Amar b'chir bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, asur lamod the karkioseha shel diumsis. You're not allowed to stand by the karka of diumsis, some kind of riverbank. Because it heals you. Somehow it heals you. The waves, the smell, the air, it makes you, it refreshes you. The whole thing, this whole thing that going to that river is going to help you, the whole thing lasts 21 days, and Shavuos is included in the 21 days. Which part of the 21 days is Shavuos? All the drinking is good, and from Pesach to Shavuos is going to help. So what do you see? That Shavuos is part of the 21 days. Dilma, so the Shavuos is part of the 21 days. It's at the end of the 21 days. We say for Pesach to Shavuos. So here it also means Shavuos is at the end. Don't Dilma Hasa, maybe there it's different. Who the Kamed the Karur alma ma'ali. No, because maybe there it's different, because the earlier it is, the colder it is, the better it is. But over here, maybe shem b'havla, who, given the chama alma tfei ma'ali. Maybe here it's better, so we want to make it later in the year, so maybe Shavuot is at the beginning of this 21 days, and we don't know. Amar Rab Chelbo, chamra de pigureisa, the wine of this place, umaya de myumsis, and the water of this river, kipchu aseres hashavat de Yisrael. It caused a downfall. It was something lacking for the 10 tribes. They didn't have it. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is a famous story. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, ikla lahasam, he went there. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is mentioned in Pirkei Avos. He's one of the five great Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's virtually not mentioned in Shas. He's not mentioned. His name is Rabbi Elazar. Stam Rabbi Elazar is not him. He's virtually never mentioned. He's mentioned in Pirkei, everyone knows who he is because he's mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Everyone knows Pirkei Avos. He's mentioned in Pirkei Avos, he was the greatest one. The greatest one. I think he's mentioned three times in Shas. What happened to him? This story. Imshach Basrayu, he went there, and he akar Talmud, he forgot his learning. He got his learning, he became so megushim in this life, he forgot his learning. Kihadar asa kam mikri b'sifra, they wanted to give him to read some chumash. Barle mikri ha-chodesh ha-zelochem. He wanted to read ha-chodesh ha-zelochem, those words. Amar ha-cheresh Haya Libam. He read something totally different. There's a lot of deep thoughts, what he was supposed to say, why he said something different, what's going on here. Very, 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 it's all Kabbalistic. A Pasha Pshat, it was the first mitzvah, and he botched it up. Right? He couldn't even say it. So, boy, Rachim, Rabbanu Rachim Olayu, V'hardo Talmudei. They davened for him, and he got his learning back. And that's what we learned. Rabbi Neroy said, Havigol L'makom Torah. Go to a place of this Torah. The Al Torah, don't say, Shitova Acharecha. They're going to come to you. Don't say that. That's what happened. They say, the Medrash says it was his wife. His wife said,
there's
you.
There's no story about what happened.
Yeah, his wife said, you wait here. They'll come to you. And nobody came. Right? You're going to open up a yeshiva in some town no one ever heard of. Why is everyone coming to you? But they came as a group. And so, imagine someone, I'm going to go to West Virginia. I'm going to go there. I'll pick a town no one ever heard of, and all of a sudden they're going to come to me. Right? They come to you. If people say, people do this, you know what? It's too expensive over here. Let's start a new community. You can't go with one person. People do it all the time.
No, technically Rav did the same thing.
What do you mean Rav?
Well,
there was nothing there? I don't know. You have to know the parameters, all the details. Anyway, Va'al tomer sheitov acharecha, shechavrecha yikamu b'yidecha, va'al b'nasecha al tishan. You can't rely, right? Sheitov acharecha, shechavrecha yikamu b'yidecha, because the chachamim will be mekayim in you, va'al b'nascha al tishan. Don't rely on your own godless. Tanit lovim the roi shemo, el rebne chemi shemo, it was someone else, v'amalei reb lozer ben arach shemo, v'ol merik v'shemo na roi, shemanayar enav chachamim b'halacha. Because he was able to outshine everybody in halacha, and he's never heard of. Why is he never heard of? Because he went to a place where there was nobody there. He thought he was going to be a big Talmud Chacham over there, and he had nobody there. He had nobody with him. You don't have Talmidim. You don't have an oilim. You don't have a yeshiva. You don't really have much. Okay, we have time to do one more. Yeah, one more minute. Avalomas Garin. You can't scrape your what do you call it? Your skin. Tanur Rabbanan, Eim Agarin Megaris B'Shabbos. You can't use a scraper on Shabbos. Rishon Megillah Omer, Im Hayu Raglav Mulachlachus Betid Ubetzawa. If you're dirty or something, Goro Kedarko Ve'Ena Choshish. Then you can. You're not doing it for refuah purposes. You're doing it to be clean. Rishon Bar Yehuda Uvdale Ime Megare DeKaspa. She had a silver one. She used to use silver one to get off the dirt. It's not a problem. Ein Yarden Likordima, you can't go to the Kordima, which is some kind of river. My time or not, Mishon Pika, because maybe you'll slip. Ain't also not because on Shabbos, you can't make yourself vomit on Shabbos. That's only if you use some kind of poison or some kind of drink or something. I will be yad mutter, with your hand it's mutter. You can't even do it during the week. Even the week you can't do that. But nay hefsit ochlin. It's hefsit ochlin. Rashi says. Hefzad ochel b'meyav. Shemitokach hu rav v'chazev ochel. What are you doing that for? You just ate. You're going to vomit to see it again? Why are you doing that? You know, even though the week you can't do that. If you're sick, it's like a different story. Just to want to eat again? Can't do that. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.